Right, this is the Saturday at Young Rewired State Festival of Code, and we're in the middle session, sort of in the middle of the day, really, which is, in fact, it's around noon, and we're going to be having lunch soon. And I'm sat here with...
Matthew Ellis. I am a coder, web developer. I do work with a lot of iOS and C-based applications for Windows and Linux.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
You're 17. So next year you can enter YRS because you'll be 18, but the year after that...
Yeah, I'll be coming back as a mentor then.
Yeah.
And I work a lot in my centre, helping out there.
Which was in Carlisle.
Yes.
With Hannah Stewart, who's Free Range Inc.
Yes,
correct?
Free Range.
Yeah.
And doing some incredible things over there. Trying to get, you know, coding and... try to get young people interested in coding.
Now, I've just come out of the Commodore team presentations,
yeah.
And you did like an awesome presentation about an app that you've created called Trumpies, which
yeah.
is like Trumps, but it's all about MPs. And what I saw was you were presenting, it looked like you've built up these top Trump cards with different statistics for MPs. In fact, it's almost like, have you seen Clout, where it tells you like different people? No, never mind. Okay. So there was different things like how active the MP was on things like Twitter. What were the four categories they were?
There was their activity, their power,
experience.
Yeah,
yes.
And.
Fourth one that'll come back to you later.
It will come back to you. All the data has actually been grabbed. It's all real data. It's not stuff we just made up. It's been grabbed from real statistics.
And there was one of the APIs you mentioned was They Work For You.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
They Work For You is a great website to get information about your local MPs. And they also have an API. It was very easy for us to import and use.
Now, the thing that looked so nice was, so this plays as a game, and it deals two cards, and it shows you one of the cards, and then you select which of the four categories you're going to go on. So let's say you say Conservative MP, you choose Experience, and then it flips the other card over, and like Top Trumps, if you get higher, then you win, if you get lower, you lose, or else it's a draw. So this week, you've been working Monday to Thursday in Cumbria? Or
in the actual Free Range centre there.
And there was three under-18s at your centre, is that right?
Yes, yeah. There was me, there was Ross, who was 13, that did most of the front-end design, and there was Brandon, that's 8,
right.
That created an Android app, which works with our API. So it gets the same data we would use and displays it on an Android device.
And one of the things, I just loved the presentation, it just looked so good. Have you had help with mentors during the week? Like adults to be able to help you develop this idea?
As far as actual development, me and Ross had it mostly figured out. There's a software development company in Carlisle. It's across the road from Free Range. They came in on the Monday and helped us with some of the ideas and kind of got the ball rolling a bit. There's also a graphic design company that helped us.
Because some of your graphics looked really sleek, like you had
a
skyline of Westminster in your presentations.
They did all that, and of course it was in vectors, so it was...
It looked really sleek.
It was really good for that.
I noticed, as I'm talking to you, you're wearing an Ubuntu sweatshirt.
Yes.
Is that something you're proud to be walking around wearing?
I am very proud to be a Linux geek.
Yeah.
And develop Linux... And Ubuntu is my favourite.
But there's lots of people around here with really flash laptops with, you know, Windows 8 running on it, and I've seen people with MacBooks running Mountain Lion. Why are you so proud to support something that's free, basically, which doesn't have that same sort of cachet about it?
I've got a MacBook myself, but most of the time I will run Ubuntu. Because as far as... I'm a developer, so... Things that are free are very nice to me, and I'll
try and make use of them when you can.
Yeah, and the great thing about open source is, if you like something, but you want to tweak it, you can.
Well, wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you very much.
I hope you get into the finals. Thank you, and maybe meet up with you next year as well.
Yep.
Thank you.